Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The National Weather Service held the first in a series of Yukon River System breakup teleconferences yesterday to share information about what's expected as river ice goes out over coming weeks. Weather Service hydrologist Karen Endress provided a basic prognosis.
We're looking at a very normal weather pattern, very normal snowpack in the area except for the Canadian side. So we are at this point, not anticipating any huge events, but there are always surprises for us, both good and bad.
Endress said satellite imagery is beginning to show water pooling on top of the ice in the Upper River region. Eagle Area Yukon River resident Andy Bassich said the way the ice froze last fall could pose a problem as it breaks up.
That's my biggest concern. The ice pack between Eagle and Six Mile Bend will require a lot of water to get it moving because it jammed up very high and very thick.
Downstream, Rich Thorne checked in from the Koyukuk River community of Battles.
I'm looking at average everything and probably an average but dynamic breakup.
The National Weather Service will continue to host breakup teleconferences at least weekly through Ice Out. Endress said overflights to check on upper river ice conditions are expected to begin May 1st. The state announced 100 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases yesterday. Among the cases confirmed Monday were 20 in Fairbanks, 19 apiece in Anchorage and Wasilla, 15 in Palmer, and 7 in North Pole, plus one additional case in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The Department of Health and Social Services also reported 7 new non-resident cases statewide. According to the DHSS, there were 6 new COVID hospitalizations, with 33 diagnosed and 6 suspected virus patients in Alaska hospitals. One patient was on a ventilator. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly is receiving a lot of public comment about a measure that would implement ranked choice voting in the borough. As KUAC's Robin reports, the Assembly will vote on the ordinance tomorrow night.
Leah Berman-Williams has been working on a local ranked choice voting ordinance since she was elected to the Assembly in 2018.
We had an ordinance entirely drafted, and I decided to not take it to the Assembly because I couldn't get good numbers on how much it would cost.
But after the state purchased new voting machines in 2019, it was easier to try a new system. She was inspired to craft a change by the competitive municipal races in which candidates win a seat without the approval of a majority of voters. Since 2012, there have been 16 races for Borough Assembly, School Board, or Interior Gas Utility Board, where candidates won with less than 50% of the vote. Last year, Alaska voters passed Proposition 2, which limited dark money spending on campaigns and also established a ranked choice voting system statewide. Berman Williams and Assemblymember Matt Cooper are co-sponsoring Ordinance 2021-17 that establishes a local ranked choice voting system.
One of the advantages of this ordinance is that it will mean voting in our municipal elections is the same kind of voting as voting in our statewide elections.
If the ordinance passes, it would only affect those races where more than two people run for a seat. Instead of voting for only one person, voters rank the candidates. If no one wins more than 50%, the candidate with the fewest first-choice votes drops from the race. Voters who picked that candidate would have their second-choice candidate counted. That's why this system of voting is sometimes called instant runoff. The process would repeat until one candidate has more than 50%. And it would happen transparently as part of counting the votes. Borough Mayor Bryce Ward says since the ordinance was introduced, there's been a tremendous amount of public comment.
I'm just looking at what I have right now. It's well over 300 emails that I've received. We're probably pushing 400. I would say a majority of the comments that I've received have been negative.
In response, he has put forth a substitute ordinance to have the borough voters decide at the October municipal election if they want this to be their voting system.
Yeah, I definitely have concerns with implementing it without the partnership or conversation, if you will, with the cities. We do all of our municipal elections at the same time, and I worry that having different ballots, if you will, could be confusing for folks between city races and borough races.
The sponsors, Matt Cooper and Leah Berman-Williams, say the image cast precinct ballot counters the state purchased in 2019 overcome any balloting problems.
There will be some differences in how the ballot looks, but the clerk assured us that it would be no problem.
The voting system that the state bought, which is what we use for our municipal elections, can handle a ballot that has a ranked choice voting section and a first past the post voting section, which is what we do now, and a top vote getter system that they use to elect the North Pole City Council.
Bremen Williams and Cooper have also put forth a substitute proposal for their own ordinance.
I agreed with the mayor, the right choice is to send this to the voters.
If voters pass the measure, then Fairbanks North Star Borough would be the first municipality in Alaska to try the new system, along with statewide voters, in 2022. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
There's strong interest in the future of the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Pioneer Park. Over 50 people participated in an online public meeting last night to gather input for a master plan being developed for the historical theme park. Built in 1967 to celebrate the centennial of the United States' purchase of Alaska from Russia, the 44-acre park includes the SS Nenana Sternwheeler, a narrow-gauge railroad, a merry-go-round, a playground, a gold mining exhibit, and an aircraft museum, as well as art, performance, event, and vendor spaces. One of numerous professionals hired to help develop the park plan, Mark Kimmer with Bettesworth North, described its basic scope.
It's a long-term dynamic look at a project. So a 15 to 20 year outlook for what Pioneer Park is going to be.
Meeting participants shared perspectives on what the park has been and could become. There was strong emphasis on continuing the park's role as an educational tool. Here's Borough Mayor Bryce Ward.
Being able to tell our story as a community, one, to our guests that come here, and then two, to our family and our friends and our kids.
Others stressed the value of expanding the history represented at the park. Alyssa Quintine suggested broadening the cultural scope.
With the exhibits that are there, it's very colonial. And there was a history before that happened, and there's a history after that happened.
Quintine and others said that could start with renaming the park, maybe going back to its former name, Alaska Land. Joanne White said the park could also benefit from having artists and performers on site.
I know at one time they used to do in the back of the park, they had Native dancers doing other history of the Native culture. I would like to see that come back.
Another theme that emerged was to increase focus on the Chena River, which runs past the park. Jules Barker pointed to the Chena's significance as a major producer of Yukon River-bound Chinook salmon.
This has to do with subsistence. It has to do with all of the wicked important reasons we're here. And that's a pride in the river.
There were numerous suggestions for new park features, everything from a beach to an observation tower to running a water taxi between the park and downtown. Patricia Smith underscored the importance of participation in the planning process, pointing to a community-driven effort to restore the park's centerpiece, the riverboat Nenana.
It was their outcry to the assembly and everyone that they listened to and heard. And the boat is now going to be restored. They realize it's important to the community. So continue to speak that for what you believe in.
Borough Pioneer Park Manager Donnie Hayes thanked the many who participated in last night's public meeting.
The number of people, number of comments, the excitement, the encouragement that I felt from this meeting was really helpful.
Development of the Pioneer Park Master Plan will continue with upcoming meetings of a public advisory committee and a soon-to-be-released park user survey. A draft version of the plan is expected to be released in June, followed by a second public meeting in August, with the final plan due out in the fall. I'm Dan Bross.